Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Leadership Show. I'm Rose Singh. I'm very excited to bring you another installment of the happiness guru, my good friend, His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami. Swamiji runs an organization, get this, that feeds over 1.2 million school children each and every single day. Now, this will surely inspire each and every one of us to give something back to our own communities, whether it be in time, resources, just something to better the world we live in. In this episode, Swami and I speak about surrender and detachment, why so many people have become adverse to religion, selfless leadership, and enjoying the fruits of our work. I've really enjoyed my time with Swamiji and respect this man for his selfless leadership to such a large organization, and also for his abundance in energy and openness. If you like what you guys hear, please hit subscribe, share it with your friends. I'd appreciate and be very grateful for your comments as well back to us. So do something just like the Swami and share his knowledge out there with everyone that you know. I'm certain it'll bring greater amounts of happiness to everyone. Thank you and have a great time. Talk later.
Like today, you know, why most of the people have become averse to religion? Because religion, instead of becoming a way of approaching God and understanding God, religion actually has become a blind faith, a mere ritual.
Yes. So when people go to church or they go to temple, are you saying the people delivering the sermons or the Buddhas are just expecting people to just give blind faith rather than understand what they're doing?
Exactly.
And this is the problem I had as an individual.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I had this problem until I understood. And I actually understood what the ritual
exactly
meant.
Exactly, the other day you're telling us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, please, can you elaborate a lot more? I want to hear more about this.
But the thing is, you know, like religion is a science. Yeah. Religion is not faith. Actually, religion is a science that speaks about your identity being spiritual to begin with. Religion gives information about another reality beyond this material nature. Religion gives you the understanding about God and shows you the way to approach Him. If God is real, then understanding of God must be real. And that is science. You know, science is knowledge about a subject in a systematic way which can be experimentally verified. Right? People often ask, you know, can you show me God? How can I believe in Him if I can't see Him?
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, it's something like a blind man saying, can you show me the sun? Like, my answer to that is, first you have to cure your blindness, develop your eyesight, then you will see.
So from a spiritual or religious perspective, how does one do that? In terms of fixing their eyesight.
Fixing their eyesight? Yeah. You know, first thing is, you know, You can't see with your eyes or perceive with your senses, but you can conceive of it with your intelligence.
You feel like you have found the right path, you personally. You feel like you're connected.
Yes. Started to read it. I couldn't stop reading it. It was so fascinating. The next day, you know, I became fully convinced about God. and he is a person. He is the, not only the supreme creator, he is the supreme maintainer. He is taking care of us in all respects. And then I decided to surrender myself to him.
Yes.
The first feeling that came to me was, from now on, I won't have to worry about myself anymore.
You're taking care of
him. Like, I'm surrendering to him and let him take care of me.
Yes.
So that was the first consideration, and our first experience of that, you know, I became free from anxiety.
Ah, that's a big problem today. A lot of people take medication for it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And so...
And then, I joined the temple.
Yes.
But for someone like me...
Okay. There's children, there's mothers, there's sisters, you know, there's responsibilities, okay?
And what is your position on, while we're here, still being in touch with our spiritual aspect and still knowing ourselves and, you know, surrendering to God and, you know, getting rid of our anxieties, etc. But at the same time, performing our duties and doing a really good job of it, okay? Again, not being attached, it took me a long time and I'm still learning. Not being attached to the results of that, okay? But enjoying the abundance of what's available. What's your position?
Why not? Like, if he's the father,
yeah.
And if he's providing you,
yes,
you know, all kinds of facilities, you know, why should you deny that? Rather accept it as a gift of your father and be grateful to your father that he is giving you so much.
Guilt-free.
Yeah, guilt-free. And if you are a rich man's son,
yes,
then can there be any limit to what he can provide? Now you consider you are the son of the richest personality, the King of Kings,
yes,
the creator of the entire creation,
yeah,
and the maintainer who is maintaining everything, who is the proprietor of everything.
Yes. So materialism, so long as you understand it, it's in terms of having the good things in life, as long as you understand and have the right way of looking at it, then you have every right to enjoy it.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, the guilt comes if you are not grateful.
And not guilt thankful. Comes when you realize that you're depriving others, you're stealing others' property to enjoy it.
Ah, that's when it comes.
But you know, like if you recognize that, you know, your father gave you so much and you love to share it with your brothers and sisters, then, you know, instead of guilt feeling, there'll be a tremendous joy.
Yes. What makes a really good leader? What do you think makes somebody stand out above the rest? And say, not only what makes that person a good leader, but those leaders who are most at ease with who they are.
Right. Well, a good leader must be truthful and honest. He should be concerned about others' welfare, and he must take care of those who are following him. And good leader also should have three qualities. He should have the vision, because in order to lead, you know where you're leading.
Yes.
What is the goal? He should be able to motivate his followers.
Yes.
Also to be involved in achieving that goal. And he must facilitate them to achieve that goal. Like, you know, say, you know, why I'm so emphatic about this facilitating, you know?
Yes.
Because otherwise the tendency is that I am a leader and let them take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens to me, you know, like,
yes,
wherever I go, you know, they're taking care of me all the time, you know, like.
What does that feel like?
Well, grateful.
Yes, yes.
But in reality, what I need to do is that I have the goal.
Yeah.
Now I must facilitate, I must inspire them to achieve that goal.
Yes.
And while doing that, I have to facilitate them.
Yes.
Like, you know, say in the temples, you know, most of the temples, you know, what they need from me, they need man and money.
Yes.
Now, if I do not provide that to them, rather, if I tell them that you provide me the money, you provide me the men,
yeah,
you know, then those who are working there, you know, they don't have any confidence in me.
So you make sure you got the right people to them, and you make sure they've got the resources.
They have the resources, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But essentially, a leader in any organization that's trying to achieve any particular vision, those are the essential factors, aren't they? One, to make sure everyone understands exactly what the vision is.
Yeah.
Do you know that I found in our work, that's where the biggest disconnect is?
Yeah.
Right. And so what happens is the resources, the money and the people end up going on the wrong things.
Yeah.
भज गोविंद भज गोविंद भज गोविंद का नाम रे भज गोविंद भज गोविंद भज गोविंद का नाम रे गोविंद के नाम बिना तेरे गोविंद के नाम बिना तेरे कोई ना यार.
Today's episode is a personal one, a journey which initially started out as an interest and has since developed into a part of my daily life, both personally and professionally. I looked up.